Centrally Speaking is the Central Schwenkfelder Church's podcast. It speaks about issues that would be of interest to our society. In particular, it addresses how a Christian worldview intersects with Western secular culture. In the spirit of the church's founder, we take the perspective of the middle way, which is in agreement with the historic Christian church.
I'm Dr. Drake Williams, Minister of Mission and Theology at the Church. Our website is www.cscfamily.org.
Today we are going to address the topic of Thanksgiving. Since we are at a time of year when we are thinking about this topic, we wanted to consider, how can a Christian perspective help me enjoy my Thanksgiving? Whether we go to church or not, most of us, I'm sure, would agree that it is good to be thankful rather than be ungrateful or dissatisfied. Many of us, however, may not consider how a Christian experience can add to our ability to celebrate the holiday. So as we explore this topic, I'm pleased to be joined by my friend and colleague, Dr. David McKinley, who's senior pastor here at Central Schwenkfelder Church. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you, Drake.
Thanks for joining us. Now, I've known you for many years, but I was wondering if you could share with our listeners a little bit about your growing up experience, and then also about the Thanksgiving that you celebrated in your household.
Oh, thank you for the question. Well, I am the youngest of five children of my mother and father, and was raised in a small three-bedroom home in southwest Missouri, about 90 minutes south of Kansas City. I remember our Thanksgivings being opportunities for the whole family to reunite. My grandmother would come over. My siblings who had gone off to college or had gotten married and moved away, they would come back. And, of course, it would be a large traditional meal with turkey and all the trimmings and desserts galore. And it was a full day of just being together, visiting, and interacting with each other. Yes, we would watch the football game, but it would be more about connecting with each other, and it was many happy memories over Thanksgiving growing up.
So they do celebrate Thanksgiving in Kansas.
They do. Okay. They do.
All right. Okay. Any special traditions that you had in the McKinley household growing up?
Well, one tradition is, I think, probably a lot of Christian families practice is going around the table and stating what you're thankful for. And each person would give, say, a 15-second presentation of what they're thankful for, whether it be for their health or whether it be for their family or whether it be for some great blessing that God had given them over the last year. But that's something that I remember specifically, is the opportunity to testify or express their gratitude for what had happened over the previous year.
With all the people around the table, I guess this went on for some time then, didn't it?
It did. It did. And so this would occur after the blessing, after the dinner had begun. So,
mm-hmm. And children were asked to give thanks as well as the adults.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. This was everyone was to share why they were grateful to God.
You said grateful to God, and I know that you had a Christianity in your background growing up, but could you tell us specifically how you became a Christian during your growing up years? What was that experience like of giving your life to Jesus Christ?
I was raised in a Christian home. We attended church. My mother specifically was responsible for knocking on my door as a young person, as a teenager. Dave, time to get up, get ready for church. And we would attend church. Worship was an important part of my life. Attended services weekly. But I remember also some influential people in the community. Take, for instance, there was an older woman named Bernice that would hold a good news club in the basement of her home. This is affiliated with Child Evangelism Fellowship. And Bernice would teach us the stories of the Bible and teach us about Jesus and his love for us and what he did for us on the cross. And I remember that good news club met every Tuesday afternoon after school. And it was there that I learned about Christ's love in a very real and powerful way. In addition to that, I remember watching the film Jesus of Nazareth. I think that was came out in around 1975, but that was a very powerful film. And I remember seeing Jesus on the cross and just feeling intense sorrow for why he had to die such a miserable death, but not stopping there, but also understanding that he died because of my sin, and he died so that I could be forgiven, and that it was important for me to ask forgiveness of my sins and to make a public profession and to be baptized. Those were important elements to my faith growing up. And of course, I think in reality, there were times of where my faith would ebb and flow. There were times that I moved away from God. There were other times that I drew closer to God, experienced a call into the ministry. But those formative years, I think, laid the foundation of something that would, last throughout my life up until today, and was none other than the transformative power of God's Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ.
You mentioned that film, Jesus of Nazareth. I remember watching that that too. That was a powerful film, and coupled with a growing up experience, I could see how that would be very powerful in leading to conversion. Just since we're talking about Thanksgiving, did you see your Christian conversion or your turning to Jesus as affecting you, at least as far as being more thankful, in those early years when you gave your life to Jesus?
Yes, I realized that there was nothing in my life that I had earned or that I had experienced because of my own good deeds or my own luck. I don't believe in luck. I believe that God orders our lives and he gives everything that we have, and every good and perfect gift comes from him. I think, though, that in all honesty, it took years of maturing and growth and reading the scriptures to help me to realize just how everything is attributed to God and his mercy and his grace, and how he works in our lives, and how there's nothing that we can claim for our own, but we've been given everything. I'm not sure that early on it was as profound as it is today, but yes, the Christian faith, I think, makes folks more grateful for what they have and who they are and what they're becoming.
Well, and certainly that's the case for history, too, and I know you're a lover of history and know that the pilgrims gave thanks. You've studied this, and were they thankful just because they made it across the Atlantic, or was there something special about their Christian background that helped them to be more thankful?
Well, my understanding of the early pilgrims, that they left England, and many of them, if not all of them, were nonconformist. They were congregationalist, and so they were reacting against the rule of England and the Church of England in particular. You go back to people like John Bunyan, who spent time in prison because he wouldn't preach or teach from the Book of Prayer that was being promoted in the Church of England at the time. Other people like John Owen, who was a nonconformist, although he taught at Oxford, I believe, he was a great advocate of the autonomy of the local church and the autonomy of Christians. So the pilgrims, in my understanding, they came to this country looking for a place to practice their faith as their conscience dictated, and that has been a theme of many religious groups that have come to this country. Our own Schwenkfelders came to this country because they wanted a place that they could worship as their conscience dictated. And so we have that in common with the pilgrims.
Yeah, and that annual Thanksgiving service with the Schwenkfelders is the longest continuous running Thanksgiving service in America today. But there are some specific things about that service. Perhaps you could share with some of the listeners some of the things that the Schwenkfelders commemorate for their Thanksgiving service.
Yeah. The third Sunday in September, or the Sunday closest to September 24th, is what we know as Gedächtnistag, or the Day of Thanksgiving, a day in which we as Schwenkfelders celebrate a solemn meal of bread and apple butter and water, to remember what our forefathers went through when they came over and made that trek across the Atlantic and suffered greatly, not only the environment of travel back then, but also fleeing Silesia, a place that they could no longer practice their faith as they chose to come to America so that they could worship and practice the teachings that they had appreciated, and which are very, I would say, very mainstream today. But back then they were not. If you were not either Roman Catholic or Lutheran, and you were living in Silesia at the time, your religious practices were frowned upon. And so coming to this place and giving thanks for a safe passage, and even that must be qualified because there were those that died on the trip over. The conditions were very bad. Their water supply had gone sour. Their food supply had dwindled. And so coming to Penn's Landing was a time to give thanks to God for his safety and provision.
And the Bible has a number of passages that speak about Thanksgiving. Could you tell us some of your favorite ones that are about Thanksgiving?
Well, I think of Paul's words in, I believe it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. That teaches me as a Christian that I have reason to thank God in any and every situation that I find myself. I'm always to give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his grace. Other passages such as, oh, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, his loving kindness endures forever. That's repeated throughout the Psalms. That also, you know, should govern our attitudes of how we should give thanks. The Bible teaches that God is the giver of all things that are good. And so it makes sense for followers of Christ to pause and to give thanks. When Jesus spoke of the 10 lepers, and only one returned and gave thanks for his healing. And so it is a basic Christian lesson to give thanks to God.
Just finally, I'm wondering if you could offer some specific suggestions on how our listeners might be able to be more thankful from a Christian perspective, or anything to aid being thankful at this time of year.
That's a great question. I think the practice of reflection, looking back on your life, whether it be over the past few months or over the past year or even the past 5 or 10 years, and seeing the good things that have happened in your life, and to give thanks to God for the good things. Also to see, even in certain situations, that it may have been testing and may have been challenging, but to see how God preserved you and brought you through it and helped you, regardless of what it might be, an illness, a family situation, maybe a job ending, but to see how God provided nevertheless. And if left to our own devices, you know, life is pretty hopeless and difficult. But when the Lord is a part of your life, it gives you a perspective to where you can actually look at life in a very positive way, and see that God is with you and that he will never leave you or forsake you.
Well, in practicing Thanksgiving, I should say thank you for being a part of this broadcast today. And thank you to our listeners for listening to Centrally Speaking, a ministry from the Central Schwenkfelder Church in Worcester, Pennsylvania. The Sunday morning services are the following: a traditional service at 9 o'clock a.m. with organ and various choirs. Our praise team leads the contemporary service at 10:35. Sunday school for youth is at 9 o'clock, and at 9 and 10:30 for adults. We warmly welcome you to join us. Happy Thanksgiving.